You are God's work of art. Did you know that you're a work of art? You may not feel like it, and others may not tell you, but the truth cannot be denied. If God said it, then it's true. Psalm 139, I will praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. I love the fact that God looks at you and says you're a work of art. You may struggle with too much weight or not enough muscles. You may have a big nose like mine or big feet, but in God's eyes, you're beautiful. In fact, the verse tells us why you are his work of art. It's because, Ephesians 2 says, his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Wow, isn't that great? You're a work of art with a divine purpose. It took me years to believe this about myself. My self-esteem was pretty low because of my family background and others' words and my personal failures. I felt a lot of shame, and my vat was full of condemnation. What's the vat? Well, have you ever taken 30 days to work on your self-esteem? I wrote the 30-day journey to emotional health to help people clean out their vats, break the lies of the past, and insert the truth. It could be helpful to you. One truth is that your feelings come from your thoughts and interpretations of the events of your life. If you believe you're a work of art, you'll feel like a work of art. I often joke about my gifts and personality. I describe myself as Picasso. I definitely like to draw outside the lines, but I've learned to love myself just as I am. I don't have his talent. But do you love yourself? Are you God's work of art? I believe you are, because you're a miracle. And I'm your friend, Paul Marcoulet.